Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general and business aviation. From home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech, Plain Talk provides informative information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,900 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. And welcome to this edition of Plain Talk. We're here in scenic downtown Richmond Hill, Ontario, Canada, with Stefan Edelman, CEO and president of New Ace Corporation, to talk about a very cool new product they're bringing to market called Nemo Scout. Hi, Stefan.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So tell us a little bit about this cool new hockey puck-sized in-cockpit device.
Yes, so it kind of started with my training at a local airfield here with a very well-respected instructor. He was actually a fighter pilot, former fighter pilot with the Egyptian military. And we were coming back overhead the field, and we ended up cutting off somebody on downwind. And the reaction that I saw on his face was that he wasn't prepared for what happened, and I figured if it can happen to him, it can happen to me. And I started thinking about what technologies are available to track aircraft in real time and to provide collision avoidance warnings. And so that kind of started a year of looking what's available and what's being offered right now, and really came to the conclusion that nothing kind of fit in the price range that I was interested in and the size that I was interested in, because I wanted to capture also the ultralight and the basic ultralight guys who, they're more minimalist when it comes to equipment in the cockpit. So started development of a tracker and transponder that could track other aircraft in real time and provide collision avoidance alerts.
So Nemo Scout, from what I understand, has an onboard GPS, altimeter, transponder, AHARs, audio output to a headset, can record flight data from the AHARs and GPS onto an onboard 8-gig micro SD card, integration into Cloud Ahoy, completely portable with a lithium battery, talks to the Nemo Scout app that your folks developed, and uses a GoPro style of mounting system to conveniently place the Nemo Scout in the airplane.
Yeah, so it's considered an electronic flight bag item, so it doesn't have to be certified. It's fully contained. We have all the load analyses done to make sure that it's not a drain on the aircraft system and that it can handle, and we've submitted that documentation to Transport Canada as well, and they've not flagged it for any further investigation, so I think that's a good thing. Yeah, it's essentially a matchbox-sized little transponder that usually sits in the corner of your windscreen and is able to track other aircraft that are similarly equipped, or it can track aircraft that have been projected onto its network by a ground station. So it can also see glider traffic as well as ADS-B and limited mode C traffic.
Sounds like a very cool product. I understand it's got this neat emergency broadcast feature for a student pilot in distress.
Yeah, so there's a couple of features in it. It actually has a built-in AHAR sensor and an impact sensor. So the settings right now are set to mimic an old-style ELT. So if it sees a 6G shock of 11 milliseconds or greater, then it will trigger an alert, and it'll actually go into a particular mode that will ensure that the battery runs for as long as possible. But it alerts other aircraft that are in range that you are an emergency aircraft, and that they will end up announcing your position in real time to the other aircraft that are similarly equipped with this particular unit. And of course, because we have a ground station network, your home base airport will get notified. There's actually a screen that shows up that there's an emergency with a particular aircraft, and usually we install a large monitor that allows a flight school to track their aircraft, for example, and that monitor will end up showing a red bar, like a ticker bar at the bottom, showing this emergency aircraft, and it'll solely focus on that particular aircraft's position.
So it sounds like it preps the flight training unit or the flight school, it preps them for the call from search and rescue.
For example, yeah, it just gives them an advanced alert that, hey, there's a potential for a pilot in distress or potential for an accident, and it'll notify them basically as it's happening. Now, the pilot can also trigger that. There's an option in the app to enter emergency mode, but you can also trigger it without having your phone connected to an app by just pressing the button four times.
Wow, interesting. And I understand it can also be used as a training tool for flight instructors with the data logging it's doing to the micro SD card and the integration into Cloud Ahoy. Just talk about how that works and the benefits to the student and the instructor.
Sure. Yeah, there's an integrated SD card, a micro SD card, and it can handle capacities up to 32 gig. It stores flight log data or flight track data on that card in Garmin G1000 compatible format, which means a number of different post-analysis software or flight analysis software can use it and import it, including Cloud Ahoy. So you can just take the SD card and open up your account with Cloud Ahoy and upload that particular track, and it'll show you and do a segmentation of your flight and figure out, you know, whether or not you were tracking center line and, you know, your altitudes and speeds, et cetera. So it's more to help you with precision flying in that instance. We also, because we have a ground station network, we also actually actively push that same track to Cloud Ahoy in real time, so that by the time that you are, you know, down with your aircraft on the ground again, back at the flight school, and usually within a few minutes, you have access to the entire flight within Cloud Ahoy. And so that's currently actually being tested by a number of flight schools.
So I guess the flight instructors must be really keen about it.
Yeah, we're just rolling it out. But yeah, the instructors that have seen and used it, you know, they're very, very happy with it, because literally you're able to now, you know, review with the student exactly what has happened and show them visually, you know, this is what the aircraft is doing. And, you know, Cloud Ahoy is an excellent product.
So you think that'll help the students get through the flight side of the student pilot program a little faster?
That's hard to say, but I think that it makes them more keen towards precision flying, which is something that I think is important for everyone. You know, tracking center line is important, doing takeoffs that are, you know, stabilized, or landings that are stabilized and takeoffs that are center line tracking is important. So it makes students more aware of their own you know, deficiencies, and can address those things because it's glaring right there. And so it could potentially, you know, shorten their training time.
And then certainly the, you know, angle of bank from, you know, base to final, that combined with getting into the lower end of the aircraft speed profile, you know, takes you into that typical stall spin.
Yeah, and actually the built-in AHARs, I mean, the app allows you to turn on certain alerts. And one of the alerts that you can turn on is actually a bank angle alert. So you can specify what your comfort zone is. And obviously, if it gets used in a flight school, the flight school would set those limits. And typically, out of the box, it's configured to to not or to alert when the bank angle exceeds 15 degrees on base to final and 35 degrees en route. But every flight school can adjust those settings according to what they want. And then they just either receive a visual alert on the phone if they happen to be connected, or if they are using the headset, they'll receive an audio alert indicating a bank angle. And it'll prefix it with caution bank angle if it happens in the circuit, you know, below circuit altitude.
Yeah, and the Nemo Scout ships with this nifty Y cable that allows you to plug a standard headset into the cable and the other end into the Nemo Scout to facilitate the audio alerts directly to any aviation headset.
Yeah, that's right. And the reason we did that is because there are a number of flight schools who insist on having, you know, student as well as instructor have eyes outside at all times. So they are not a fan of having an additional device that, you know, pilots and the instructors look at. So this facilitates that. So you can use the Nemo Scout unit entirely without needing to use an app. You can just listen to the alerts that it generates and act accordingly.
Sounds like a very well thought out little ecosystem that that you've created, Stefan. If a pilot wants to get one, how do they do that and how much does it cost?
The cost right now, we're still trying to get all that organized. Our introductory price is going to be $199. What the final price will be, we haven't yet finalized. We're just working on distribution right now and arrangement with well-known distributors that I cannot mention right at this point. But
sure. Well, it sounds like it's the equivalent of a month's of coffee purchases at your Tim Hortons, right, or Starbucks or other favorite coffee shops. And sounds like it's also, as you pointed out, developed to be help save lives.
Yes, and I should mention also that the software has a function to output GDL-19 compatible code, so you could interface this with ForeFlight and get the traffic and get the traffic on your ForeFlight app in the cockpit as well.
Oh, very cool. Sounds like you've thought of everything. What's on the horizon from a Nemo Scout development perspective?
We would like to integrate more or be less dependent on the ground station. So we're actively working right now on firmware that allows us to receive more position signals directly into the unit. So, for example, FLARM as well as UAT 978, because that falls within the spectrum of the receive capabilities of the unit. So we're looking at what we can do to have those decoded directly and not rely on a ground station network to see that particular type of traffic.
Well, interesting, and it really is becoming a bit of a Swiss Army knife for traffic.
Yes.
Well, any final words for our Plane Talk audience, Stefan?
No, not at this time.
Well, really appreciate you, coming on to Plane Talk. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.